We are at the Fun Fly Zone on the fly. Jamon G, you're listening to EA Radio, and I'm with Tim Bogenhagen, who's the deer leader of the said facility down here. Tim, we're lucking out. It's not raining, and there's a lot of cool airplane noise down here. Airplane, helicopters, rotorcraft. The one thing that you don't hear as much is balloons. Balloons don't make a lot of noise. That's kind of a cool sound, and we're going to talk balloons now, aren't we?
Yeah, let's talk balloons. Balloons are just so awesome. They're majestic, aren't they? I mean, so many people relate to balloons just because of the beauty of that huge envelope up there and the colorfulness. So
even when they're not flying, when they just do a glow, you know, a night glow, is that what you guys call that?
That's exactly what we call it. It's a glow operation. We just stand there static and just light them up.
That's almost as exciting, isn't it?
Well, for the crowd it is, yeah. Of course, we'd rather be flying, but yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun for us, too. It's just an opportunity to meet people and have some interaction and fun with it.
Yeah, it's so cool. So we got a couple balloon pilots who are here at Air Venture with their hot air balloons, and they're flying here at the Fun Fly Zone and other places throughout the grounds. Actually, we, Monday night, stood up 9 hot air balloons for a night glow on Taxiway Papa 2.
Right after the Bare Naked Ladies concert.
Right. It was during the Bare Naked Ladies. I sat and listened to Zeppelin, and the hot air balloons were there. It was just awesome for a little while. And, you know, so they had 9 balloons there, and they were glowing, and they looked just beautiful. So we're there. We're in front of the Ultralight Barn.
Okay.
We got an area cordoned off where they set up tethered balloons, where they expand the envelope, and they let people come right up to the balloon basket, talk to the pilot, pull the burner, hear all that noise. Look at that flame. It's amazing, that flame, and how many BTUs are being thrown out there. So,
and you guys do this during the Night Flight Fest?
Yeah. So we do all that stuff. So we got with us Bob O'Brien.
Yes.
How you doing, Bob?
Yep, here we are.
How many years have you been coming to Oshkosh, Bob?
Oh, Oshkosh? Definitely probably about 10, 12 years Oshkosh. I'm originally from Chicago. I never wandered up this way that much from there, but I live up here now, and yeah.
Very cool. And we've been doing balloons here at Oshkosh for 6 years now.
Yes.
Right down in a fun fly zone. And we have with Bob, we got Don Dumpke. Hey, Don.
Hello.
How you doing?
Where are you from, Don?
I'm from northern Wisconsin, Florence, Wisconsin.
Oh, you're a local boy.
It's not quite local. It's 130 miles north, very heavily wooded area. Not a lot of balloons in that area. I'm probably the only balloonist within 100 miles of that area. So it's a pretty neat to be flying over the woods, but it's a little unnerving also at times. There's not many landing areas.
Right.
Yeah, so that would make me nervous not to be able to fly over something that I could land on. That's intense. But
it would make me nervous. You know, where you fly, man. That's I take my hat off on that one.
You know, ballooning goes way back, way before fixed-wing airplanes. I know you can share a little bit of that history with us, Bob. What is that?
Basically, when we talk aviation in the United States, we talk 1903, the Wright brothers and their first in flight in North Carolina, et cetera. In the balloon world, we kind of scoff at that a little and say there was another set of brothers, Joseph and Etienne Montgolfier, and they designed and built the first manned flight, which was a hot air balloon in Paris, France. They flew it November 23rd, 1783.
Wow, 1783.
So, yeah, that 1903, 1783. That's the difference there. Yeah. Yeah, we're very proud of that fact. I mean, we pull that card out. Yeah.
Yeah, so what did they use to get that balloon up in the air? What
exactly what I use today? Hot air. It was hot air is how they did it. They built the fire pit directly under the balloon, heated it up, you know, super hot, and then they had a airborne heater with them and flew the balloon. They flew approximately 1 hour. Went about 10 miles, landed out in the French countryside, and it was a very, very successful flight. Yes.
On the first flight, they flew for 1 hour?
They flew 1 hour.
Intense.
They had
little
bundles of saturated, alcohol-saturated hay on board, and they'd keep feeding it into the furnace, but at the same time, this was causing little fires on the envelope, and they had the little sponges, wet sponges, putting out the fire. So it was a really exciting moment or two for them.
It was
definitely an interesting flight. Yes.
Yeah, yep. So it sounds like it's a lot of work to fly a hot air balloon, huh?
Well, we need crew. I mean, there's just absolutely no way to do this sport. So it's a very family-oriented sport. Fortunately, Don has a lovely family, and yes, we include our family, we include our friends in this, we We fly some of our crew. Some of our crew has to chase us while we're out flying. It's a lot of fun. We tend to have a party with it. Yes.
Yeah. Can you ever like land back where you took off from, or is it always someplace different?
Can we? Yes. I have on very rare occasion with certain meteorological conditions where we get what we call a box wind, where we go out at one altitude and the winds are 180 of that, and you work your way back. I've actually landed within 20 feet of my truck once in Lyle, Illinois, at a race there. I mean, that was just an awesome feeling.
That must be so cool to feel
it. It was interesting. That was a way cool flight. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that one.
Now, before you go flying, do you have any indication you might get a box wind, or is that just something you check out in while you're in the air?
Feel for it in the air. I mean, we're very sensitive to the weather conditions as we're going up. But prior to launching our balloons, we set up a little helium balloon. We call that our pie ball. And using that pie ball, we observe it and see what the wind conditions are as the pie ball climbs out. We're checking it for direction. Then it's something that we like to confirm that we're launching from a safe location that isn't going to end up with our flight in an area like over Lake Winnebago. It's like, if we were to launch out of here with winds out of the west, we'd be out for a little bit of a flight. So these are the things that we look for.
We're a little limited here at Air Venture because we got a big lake just east of the airport. So when we fly, which is Saturday morning at 6 a.m. off the Fun Fly Zone runway, we plan a flight. There's going to probably be 10, 12 of you out here all set up, ready to go flying. What sort of wind are you looking for that morning?
We're looking for anything out of the east, northeast, maybe slight southeast, but definitely east is the key word. We do not want to head to Winnebago. We have to clear the airspace here within a given amount of time and to allow the airspace to open up for fixed wing aviation. And we have a wind speed that we're looking for. We have a wind direction that we're looking for. It's kind of a unique event when it does occur. When it does occur, it's just totally awesome to us because, now we really get to show our stuff.
Yeah, but, you guys flew last year.
We did. Last year was...
How was that flight?
Oh, it was just amazing. It really was. We had a lot of fun with that flight. Yeah. Every one of us had a nice, long, safe landing flight. It was perfect. Don, you did that flight. What do you think of that one?
Oh, it was an amazing flight. I was camping in Camp Scholler. And we had a group of guys from New Zealand camping next to us, and they were a hoot. They were on vacation, having a great time. And I said, have you ever been in a balloon? And he said, no. I said, well, would you like to come crew with me? So he came crew with me a few days. And then I said, well, you've earned a ride. That's usually how people get rides, is they help crew. And we had flown. So, he had his New Zealand shirt on. I had my USA shirt on. And we met here at EAA. And we've been friends now online and stuff like that. And he was actually a parachute instructor. And he's like, I'll give you, instruction for parachuting. I'm like, no.
No parachuting for you.
No. But it was amazing. Actually, 4 years ago, I had been a fixed wing pilot for a few years, and I've been out of the sport. I've attended EA here since 1975 or 74 with my father. And I had never seen a balloon in my entire life. I've been around aviation my entire life, had never seen a balloon, and I watched YouTube videos and I saw the balloons land in people's backyards. I'm like, oh my gosh. I said, that's going to get me back into aviation. And so I contacted the group here in Wisconsin. They said, come, I'll be at EA. He said, come crew with us. And we came out and I crewed, and they showed me the ropes, literally, and what to do. And that was the first time I had seen a balloon. And I told my wife, we're buying a balloon. And she was like, I'm not sure about that. So we went to Albuquerque. I took her for a ride. We landed. And she said, we're getting a balloon.
Wow.
And so I took instruction out west. I was on the fast track, got my license. And I had my balloon here for the last 2 years and stuff like that. So
that is awesome. It was great to have you here. It was an amazing story.
Yeah. Thanks to EAA that they have balloons here. It's another form of aviation. And like I said, for some people, this will get them into that form of flight. And it's a good, safe sport, as far as safety goes. And it's really family-oriented, and you couldn't meet better people.
Because someone really has to chase you. You can't just take off, go fly around the pattern, and come back.
No, Bob talked about landing in the same spot. Last year at Seymour, we have rallies, and I landed just a little bit farther from when I took off. We did have some box winds. And they're like, oh, you didn't land where you took off from. I said, yeah, I landed in the shade this time. And that was my rookie stripe was gone.
That's fantastic. So when you're up in the air in a hot air balloon, what's it like?
Well, you know, it is interesting. You know, to me, it's busy. Being the pilot, of course, it is a busy moment or two for us when you're organizing, when you're setting up the equipment. You're kind
of. How about when you're in the air, though?
Yeah,
you're in the air flying.
You know, you heard the cats, and all of a sudden, you get to the point to where now you get to launch. You take that one little breath, and you just let everything else go, and you just go out and enjoy the moment. And it is just totally enjoyable. I mean, some of the most serene moments in my life are when I'm up there flying. I mean, I'm relaxed. I'm having fun with my passengers. I'm just, it is just an inspiring moment or two for me. And I really, really get a thrill out of doing it. I've been doing this 20, 25 years, something like that. Maybe closer to 30. Don't like to say how old I am, but, you know.
You got a unique balloon, don't you, Bob? Tell us about your unique balloon.
Let's take a quick break, Tim, and we'll come back and talk about his balloon. How's that?
Excellent. I love that.
All right. J-Mont G, we're on the fly at the Fun Fly Zone. It's down south. It used to be called Ultralights. Head south. There's a tram. You can get down here on the tram. There's a big tower that says Ultralights Rotorcraft. You can't miss it. Head south and join us here. EAA Radio. We'll be right back.